nigga, we ain't talking it out. What the fuck we finna talk about? All we know is that Moolah, Benji's, Franklin's, and that Guala, Fetty with us. Bunch of niggas, bunch of them bitches, all in they with, licking on tip. Running my checkup, I think I'm with Nike on spray. Shush, y'all couldn't hear me? Bitch, you guess it, bitch, you guess it, bitch, you guess it, bitch, you guess it, bitch, you guess it.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green, and today's a special day because we got another guest listener on the show with us. Tell him where you're from. What's your name, son?
It's Adam from Vermont. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
All right. That's what's up.
What's good?
No doubt. Happy recording day. How's the weather up there?
It's negative, still in the negatives. Negative 8 this morning.
When does spring actually kick in where it starts feeling like 70 up here?
June.
Yeah, it's June or July.
So y'all get like maybe 2 weeks of summer?
Yeah, not too much. They're pretty 2 weeks. You appreciate them, that's for sure.
All right, no doubt. Hip Hop Digest. We got a full plate on deck. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your boy, Bobby Shmurda, his lawyer. Speaks on Epic Records not supporting him. So this is the lawyer, a gentleman by the name of Matthew Middleton. He said these companies, and I quote, this is the lawyer, these companies have capitalized and made millions of dollars from kids in the inner city portraying their plight to the rest of the world, said Middleton, to take advantage and exploit that from a business standpoint and then turn your back is disingenuous, to say the least. That's his lawyer.
Epic must didn't want to hire his ass or something. He's mad.
Well,
right.
That's his lawyer. But there's a backstory. So, first of all, I didn't even know Shmurda was on Epic. And guess who runs Epic?
Who runs Epic?
L.A. Reid.
Damn, he's all over the place, ain't he? Went from label to label. He a hoe out here.
Man, label to label, bridge to co-chilling. So, with that being said, you got L.A. Reid over there. First of all, I didn't know L.A. Reid is selling that type of shit, but I guess he's down with the Pilgrims.
Money.
L.A. Reid has allegedly been getting death threats over not getting the bail money together to get out young Shmurda. Swerving, what in the hell? And why would the label even care? They should have already signed a new Bobby Shmurda.
Right. I really don't think they do care. And I think there's a whole lot to this story here. It's remember how back in the day, heads would roll up on the Source and want to beat people down in the Source magazine and stuff like that?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, wasn't nobody running up in the Devil's label? Ain't nobody running up in, you know, at Jay-Z per se, but you gonna run up on L.A. Reid? You gonna threaten death threat L.A. Reid?
Well, these are alleged death threats, and nobody's gonna run up on L.A. Reid because nobody in Bobby should murder. That's my new name for him. He should commit murder so he can go to jail and we don't have to worry about him anymore. Nah, I'm serious, yo.
Damn, you are treating somebody dying, B?
Nah, what I want to get down to is that, see, again, you got your boy up there who, along in this article, and it was one line in the article, as he sits in a jail cell, slowly losing his career one day at a time, that I take offense to. What career?
Right.
He hadn't had a career yet.
And that's just another product, as you say, the Dick Ride blogs. Again, Shmurda, then you got the specter of L.A. Reid, alleged death threats. Nobody's threatening him because nobody in Shmurda crew knows what L.A. Reid looks like.
They don't even know what he looks like.
They don't even know what he looks like.
They know what Google is, though.
Man, B. That's what's up, man. No doubt. Mr. Sansnick, got an opinion on this from your angle? What it look like, you know, how you look at this?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of it just seems like a whole bunch of, how much of it is actually marketing? Like, they're just throwing all this out there to prop him up, and I don't know. That's what I get out of most of that. It's a lot of back and forth, and you know, he puts out more music, and it's free marketing.
Well, that's real. That's what's up. I mean, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is I ain't even gonna front, yo. Yo, rest in peace, Leonard Nimoy, Dr. Spock. I'm a Trekkie. Yes, you know what I mean? Just straight up. Anybody who really knows me.
He definitely is a Trekkie.
You know what I mean? I had to pour some liquor out, yo.
Yes,
Spock?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Icon.
No doubt. So rest in peace to Leonard Nimoy. And also, rest in peace to Earl Lloyd. Earl Francis Lloyd is the first African-American to play in the National Basketball Association. He passed away also. So we want to definitely rest in peace out to those two gentlemen. It was 3 years after Jackie Robinson. Quiet as kept. He came in, he played in the NBA. It was like 1950-51. You know, just quiet as kept. You know, just an unsung hero. You don't know nothing about him because Jackie Robinson was still the spec, you know, was still big. The National Basketball Association was nothing anyway in this country in those days. He didn't even finish the season because the team that he played for folded before the end of the season.
Damn.
So I'm just saying, you know, rest in peace to those two gentlemen, yo. You know,
yep.
Yeah, Leonard Nimoy and Earl Francis Lloyd, indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is congratulations to Common. John Legend, bringing home that Oscar. I see you noted that on last week's liner notes.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir,
we sure. Certainly want to, you know, 100 to them for bringing home the Oscar and that whole type of thing. The third hip-hop guy slash rapper to do so, obviously, I guess, who was the first one? Eminem? Yeah, for that Lose Yourself.
Oh, and, okay, yeah.
And then,
I remember that trick.
Oh, that's the second guys. Can you believe that? You know, Juicy J, DJ Paul, and them 3-6 Mafia.
Them niggas thought they had won the lottery when they got that Oscar.
They
baby.
Did.
Them heads got
they
blown.
Did.
They did. And then, of course, Common, you know, our boy, friend of the show, of course, John Legend for Glory. But you know who's also celebrating? Shay Smith. Your boy, Rhyme Fest.
Yep.
I'll tell you why Rhyme Fest is celebrating, because Rhyme Fest became the second rapper to win an Oscar and a Grammy. He won a Grammy because he wrote Kanye West's Jesus Walks, who took the Grammy, and he just won an Oscar along with Common and John Legend because he co-wrote that joint.
Yep.
That Selma soundtrack Jump Off. He co-wrote it. It's your boy Rhyme Fest. And see, that's the perfect example. You say Rhyme Fest. They be like, oh, everybody fucking with Rhyme Fest. He broke. Nigga broke. Okay? But no, he's not. His publishing is massive.
Yeah. Well, can I speak on another piece of that award?
By all means.
So, you know, Common and John Legend almost pulled off a 1968 Olympics up in that piece, right?
Oh, word. I know that.
Yeah, B, you better go listen to their acceptance speeches.
Oh, well, see, I'm not into that, so but I will now. Word, they almost pulled, oh, that would have been so hot.
Because it was Common, I was going to watch it. I did watch it, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to see that, and I didn't know they were going to say what they say and how they said it, but John Legend really went out there, so you might want to go ahead and check that out.
Okay, so they almost put on the black glove out that joint?
They didn't almost. They did.
Oh, shoot, that's what's up. No doubt, indeed.
Next time, did you see that, Mr. Santi?
I did. I got to. I actually just checked out that part of it. I didn't watch the whole show, but it was deep. Like they brought it out, and it was. You're right. It was raw, which was nice to see. They weren't playing to the crowd or the Academy Awards. They had a chance to say something, and they said it, you know, they said something that actually meant something for once.
Last award for them.
Well, yep. But I'm saying, but you know, and of course, you know, John Legend, but I mean, Common, those two individuals, yo, I mean, those stand-up guys, you know what I mean? They're, you talk about, you know, in hip-hop, everybody talking about, yo, we're the leaders, who are the this, that, and the third. Well, you know, Common, John Legend, those are the guys.
Yeah. Common might have blackballed himself.
You think?
Oh, no, I don't think Common did, John Legend may have.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
And you know why I'm saying that is because I read today that Sean Hannity was yapping off about, and yes, exactly, Fox News. John Hannity was knocking off John Legend for what he said. That's I don't want to say it. I want you to go see.
I'm definitely going to watch that tonight.
You haven't seen that. You need to go check it out.
I'm definitely going to watch that tonight.
Yeah, I will check it out.
That's worth it.
No doubt.
This nigga said, you had a Hannity sighting on the Hip Hop Digest. No. Wow.
It's unbelievable.
But we ain't talked about Bill O'Reilly in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while since we talked about Bill O'Reilly. Yeah,
yeah, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is DJ Quick's Safe and Sound is 20 years old. It was released in February 1995. David Marvin Blake, Government, DJ Quick. And I'm celebrating that 20-year release. You know, it's, you know, I know we're going to have more 20 years to celebrate. So everybody calm down. But I'm selling that particular 20-year release because I believe that that is the fifth best record to ever be released from the West Coast.
Wow.
Damn right. And I got my personal five. So don't send me no motherfucking emails about no Too Short, about no E-40. I don't want to hear that shit.
40 Wallet? Nigga.
Nah, I don't want to hear.
Nigga, the Bay Area.
You don't
want
to hear about no
pissed.
Ghost riding the whip,
the Bay Area is pissed.
I know they are.
You just knocked down two of their gods, nigga.
I know they are.
Too Short?
You know what I'm saying?
E-40?
I don't want to hear that shit. Nigga. And it's not even about just Oakland. There's a lot of Cali cats out there. I don't want to hear that shit.
They're going to drop your body right down there by the Clorox Center.
Wow.
Spot. Damn. Where they make the Clorox bitty.
Anyway, this is King Killer, personal top five West Coast. Number one, NWA, Niggas for Life. Hell, that's the second best hip hop record of all time, as far as I'm concerned. Number two, Dr. Dre, The Chronic. Okay, nobody's arguing with this list so far. All right. Number three, Ice Cube, America's Most Wanted.
All right.
Number four, Far Side, Lab Cabin, California. Number five, DJ Quick, Safe and Sound. The production on that Safe and Sound is incredible.
Yeah, I fully admit that shit sound like 94, 95. That bitch, the way he did that
shit is incredible.
That album, it is good. It
I
is
don't
good.
Care.
I like that Get At Me joint is my joint on there. Get At Me.
Yeah, yeah.
That Quick Groove joint is fly.
Man, that Quick Groove.
Yeah, I can hear Sade singing on
smooth
that joint.
Smooth Jazz. I'm thinking they're going to play that shit on Smooth Jazz stations. It's so crazy. That shows you how talented DJ Quick is, by the way.
Blackballed, though.
Huh?
Quick's been
blackballed. He's been blackballed, and I understand that. But anyway, but that is the fifth best. Now, no disrespect to Oakland. I'm not just saying that, you know. I'm just saying.
Clean that shit up, nigga. the Bay Area niggas, the Yay Area.
Yeah, I know. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. But that's just the top five. I would have redeemed myself when I would have pulled in Souls of Mischief at number six anyway, but I digress. So I'm just saying, it's 20 years. That's the first. Here we are, February. Throughout the year, we're going to do 95. It's a lot of albums.
So King T ain't getting no spots in there, baby?
No, King T ain't getting. Not for albums.
Oh, okay.
Damn. Not for
Damn.
Albums.
Out of King T, yo.
Sir Mix-a-Lot can't get love.
Nah, Sir Mix-a-Lot's not getting any love like that.
See, there
Plus,
you
he
go.
Represent way up there.
Well, I mean, it's saying it's West Coast, Left Coast. Yeah. I'm just saying that is the top, my personal top five, because that album is that impressive.
We will let the listeners.
Oh, yeah, you can send in your own. Yeah. I can see it now. Shit, niggas writing in, calling in. Or, yeah, killer, you fucking bugging. You didn't put in.
The doggy style for me. I got to get up in there somewhere.
Yeah, I know. I was waiting for that one.
Doggy style? Nah. I mean, it's a great album, but it's not in my personal top five.
Mm. But nobody can argue with your personal top five.
Nah,
it's
hell
your
nah.
personal top five. So, anybody argue with that? It's not a Hip Hop Digest top five. Because we have to argue a few of them.
Oh, man. I don't see how any of them that could be argued.
Maybe the order of some of them. Plus, I'm telling you, that Doggy Style might have to get in there, B.
Think so, too.
Over Ice Cube? Over America's Most?
I'm not going to argue here. Right
oh, okay. Oh, I
minute.
Thought
not
so.
Not this minute. Not
I
this
thought
minute.
So.
But
that's your personal
that's
five.
That's your five. So okay. We're going to give it to you.
Adam Sands and got an opinion on that, my good man?
You got my Far Side in there, so I can't argue.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to think of anybody else that I would have thrown in there for album. Because when you put that album in there, it's different than a couple other.
Yeah, it's different than just
you know,
MC.
People under the stair. Right. And I can think of other Dilated and some other stuff that I, you know.
Oh, Dilated People.
I enjoy. Ooh, what? But yeah, for a full album, that's a tough one. You got some good ones.
Yeah, indeed. No doubt. So, Next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest. I can't believe I came across this on Dick Ride Blog. Is Jaden Smith a better rapper than his dad? Your boy Jaden Smith got a new 3-song EP called Beast Mode. And I got to admit.
Taking advantage, huh?
Got to admit. I'm going to read the copy. Let me read the copy to set it up first. Your boy says it's not hard to out-rap Will these days. But he said Jaden doesn't suck. He's got some skills. There's nothing special about his music. He seems to be a spoiled kid. He's going to have to destroy that vibe before somebody will take him seriously. His beats sound like some 90s Tribe Called Quest type shit. Nobody in his generation is going to listen to that shit.
Wow.
In quotations, Diggy Good. Simmons. Daniel wow. Dwayne Simmons the third. No, that's just, he's saying Jaden ain't nothing but another Diggy Simmons.
So basically he's saying hashtag Diggy Simmons.
Hashtag Diggy Simmons, and that is Daniel Dwayne Simmons the third, U.S. government approved.
Wow, well, before I give anything, I would like to hear Mr. Sansik speak on that, because, you know, I did give him that homework assignment to listen before the show.
And I lost 5 quality minutes of my life. Quality I gotta minutes. Say, the first thing I thought of was Lupe Fiasco. I thought, I mean, it sounded a lot like some of the, I think it was that early, like Sunshine and that stuff. And it's just, and I looked up Taku afterwards, and I just, I can't get behind it. I mean, I know, what is he, 16?
Yeah, he's 16.
And, you know, when I was 16, could I do it? No. But, I, you know, I mean, to compare it to his dad, and I mean, his dad is, you know, a DJ Jazzy Jeff, and that, I mean, that's what I grew up on, so I can't really compare it. And he sounds like a lot of other people that I've heard before. So, I, you know, and that Taku, I just can't get behind that beat either. That beat is just, and I'm a dinosaur like you guys. I just can't feel it.
Well, I listen to the EP. Now,
he had a whole EP?
3 songs.
Yeah, 3 songs. Actually, I think it's like 5
songs. Oh, see, I didn't even.
I only listened to the 1 song.
I got, there's like 3 joints. But the point, I didn't think the track was horrible. For Jaden, I mean, yeah, I agree. I don't know if he's special like that. And it's really hard to separate yourself these days. You know what I mean? And he does to me, again, that spoiled kid, I'm just going to dabble in the rap game when he really doesn't have to. You know, Diggy, you know. I mean, I'm not dissing it. For me, if I had to break it down, unlike Adam, I did like the track. Or at least I liked 2 of the 3 that I listened to. So it was that was it. The 2 of the 3, I did like the track. Jaden,
Well, when I listened to it, I first heard what sound like Kendrick Lamar and Lupe had a kid. And that's what he sounded like. Then I had to get past that, and I was listening to the track. They were dope to me. And then I had to realize it's Jaden Smith. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but see, you already admitted that, again, sounding a combo of Kendrick and Lupe, you're already admitting that. Again, there's nothing that's going to blow you out. It's not like, damn, yo, did you hear such and such?
Right, but here's the thing, though. Was he rapping like Migos or any of that kind of shit?
No, negative.
Negative. You know what I'm saying? So, again, you got to look at what's creeping into this. Remember, we keep saying how the conscious rap is kind of creeping back in, creeping, making appearances, right?
Right.
Right.
So the fact that Will Smith's son, and I don't care if he's better than him or not, and we'll see at the end of his career or the middle of his career, because I've heard some garbage from Jaden Smith, right? Pure garbage. So I'm not going to base what, you know, me saying he sounds okay on this these couple of tracks to get him a versus his dad, because if we go to okay. He's the DJ, I'm the rapper, there's not even a conversation, right?
Okay, and see, what you got to get down to is, you know, separate the wheat from the chaff. Okay, let's get that right out of the way. Jaden Smith is not going to have a career MCing. Okay, right. You got to put that right out there. None of this 5 years from now. Same shit I said about Diggy. Trust me when I tell you, he has no career rapping. When your dad is Will Smith, or if your dad is Run from Run DMC, you will not have a career rapping. That's just the way it's going to go down.
Well, he's an actor, actually.
Okay, well, you know, whatever.
Well, let me go ahead and give my opinion of the whole shit then.
Yep.
So when I listen, because I don't listen to the one song, I listen to Beast Mode. When you sent the text to me, my brother, I said, yeah, okay.
All right.
I listened, I said, Beast Mode. Okay, so I typed it in, found the song, I listened to it. And I said, you know what? Let me be objective on this shit. Take Will Smith out of this. I'm going to get him out of it. I'm just going to listen to the whole song. So I listened. And as you said, I hear Kendrick. I hear Lupe. I hear Drake. I hear all of that in his voice because that's his influences probably. But actually just listening to him, I said to myself, you know what? This young nigga has a chance. If he actually studies and actually wants to be an MC, he could actually do something. Because I could hear it in him that he could actually, if he wanted to be an MC and actually study, he could be something. But knowing that he's got the world at his feet and he doesn't have any pressure on him, he could do whatever he feels like, that probably won't happen.
I'm sorry.
When you can have the world handed to you, anything you want at a whim, you can say, you know what, today I want to be an artist. Tomorrow I want to be an MC. Well, tomorrow I want to be this, and I want to be... You can do anything he wants to be.
Can I read the last...
I can't see him actually getting involved and wanting to do this seriously.
Can I read the last line in the article?
Okay.
Nobody in his generation is going to listen to that shit.
Wow.
Me, that's the last line in the article. That's not me. That's the last line in the article. Only reason why I said that, because of everything you said.
Right.
Because of everything you said, because if he actually really wanted to take the time and go ahead and work on his craft and do some things, he probably has the natural talent to be very good. I give him that. But because nobody in his generation wants to listen to that shit, and knowing his dad can get him a quick record deal to slap his name out there real quick, fast, but they're going to want results. And results means either you're going to have to fuck with Kendrick or Migos or Young Thug or somebody. Some ignorant nuts to get results.
I don't know, B. That's Will Smith's son. He ain't got to do that.
Shit. He got to do it. He got to do it.
He hasn't yet.
We'll see about that.
He's gonna be rhyming over them other type of beats too, because it's his generation.
See, there you go.
So he gotta get on those trap beats. He ain't got no choice. That's his generation.
Well, I listened
shit
to him. Trust me. I looked him up on YouTube and listened to several of his records, and I was not impressed at all. And it wasn't even trap. It was just goofiness. You know what I'm saying? Little 14, 15 year old boy goofiness. It wasn't trap. It was just like you said, little wealthy kid rapping because he could. But these records I heard right here, I can kind of agree with Kurt that if he really wanted to put in the work, that he had a chance. But will he? We don't know.
That's what's up. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is No Respect. This is a last minute topic I just pulled off the email. I don't know who sent me this, Swerve, and maybe you can remember. I don't know if it was Diff or who. No respect for the OGs. Diff. Why many legendary MCs still need to hustle.
That was Diff.
Yeah, I read that, and it was a good article. Basically, with the article, the gist of it is while white acts, classic rock acts, Steely Dan and the Eagles pack stadiums, some of the biggest names in rap music history are forced to slum it in clubs. And he asked the questions, why? That's an easy answer.
Yes.
Kurt G didn't answer it.
Because in America, we don't respect the OGs in rap. So the OGs in rap don't get to do those big stadiums like they did back in the early, in the 80s and the 90s when they used to really be popping. So niggas don't respect it. And like you said, they ain't trying to hear this shit.
Mr. Sanzik.
I'm going to agree. The Master Ace just came around to Burlington in Vermont, and I don't think he even sold out. And I mean, to think about that and think of like how prolific he is and how many people he's influenced, and he's playing a club but where he can't pull, you know, 500 people in. It's sad. It's a disgrace.
Swerving.
He ain't shining, B. He ain't got no jewels.
And he ain't got the answers.
But he doesn't have what today's audience is looking for. And it's definitely not lyrics.
Well, today's audience isn't going to be going to see Master Ace.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He's not what they're looking for.
Well, I'm just saying.
But let's
look at people like us, though. Let's look at people like us. I wonder how Friday night, recording night, Brand Nubian is in D.C. I wonder how packed that show will be.
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. Is the whole Brand Nubian in D.C.?
Old Brand Nubian is in D.C. They were here in Charlotte yesterday. They're in D.C.
okay.
tonight.
So you got
one of them going to be on the show next week.
Okay, right. Shadad X. Shadad X. I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, I think partly is because, you know, when you go away in hip hop, you go away. Doesn't matter how many hits you have. When you go away, you go away. So there is zero, you know, whether it's Steely Dan or the Eagles or I don't care who you're talking about. When you go away, you don't go away. You become a legend. In hip hop, you just go away, you know, and that is, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that. Certainly, we don't pass it on to the youth, you know, it's always now, you know.
But there's also one more in there, too. I'm going to go ahead and be 100.
I'll be 100 then.
Our generation has to take a lot of that blame, too.
I agree.
We don't support these niggas when they come back around. Back in the days right. when they used to sell out, that was us going to those stadiums. That was our generation going there and going to see them. What happens is we move on to smooth jazz and other forms of music and leave this little childish shit behind. We don't listen to hip hop no more. So I ain't what I look like going to see Brand Nubians. Nigga, I'm 42 years old. Nigga, I ain't going to see no motherfucking Brand Nubians.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Yeah, they was all right when I was they was all right when I was 25. I was all right. But now, shit, nigga, I'm all yeah, nigga. Where's Steve Harvey at? Nigga, I'm trying to go see him. You know what I'm saying? I ain't fucking with these other niggas.
That's real
but
talk.
That's our
though.
Generation.
That
that's
is.
Us. We don't support them.
That's 100. That is so 100. So. Yeah, when you go away, you go away.
Go overseas.
Well, they're getting paid overseas.
They're getting a little money over there.
Yeah, they're getting money over there.
Right.
That's where they go.
Like I said, but when you see Steely Dan, it's a whole bunch of 50, 60-year-olds in an audience.
Oh, paying $100 a ticket, though.
But I'm saying that generation stayed with them. Our generation didn't stay with hip-hop. We moved on. A lot of us moved on.
Smooth jazz.
Yep.
Oh, that's what's good, no doubt. Kurt G, do you got your shit together, or should I go to the next topic?
Go to the next topic, sir.
Next time we go to Hip Hop Digest is imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. So I remember it's a couple, Kurt G, I know you don't remember when we were looking through videos and we were looking for something to come across King Killer's radar, and a gentleman by the name of OC Mako or whatever the fuck his name is, some guy from Atlanta,
you guessed it,
with that cut, you guessed it, he looked like he all shermed out in the hotel room wilding. Anyway, there's a couple of Korean cats out there, first of all, by the name of Keith Ape. First of all, the name itself is offensive, you know, Keith Ape, basically mimicking that whole, you guessed it. Now, certainly that's not nothing that anybody who listens to the Hip Hop Digest is going to be interested in.
Bitch, you guessed it.
Yeah, exactly. None of that shit. But the point is that how do you really feel about that swerving? Is it just coonery from Negroes, and then now you got imitation from Asian folks, coonery? Or should we feel a certain type of way?
All of the above. It is ridiculous that people are making these type of videos and imagery, right? And then you can't get mad if somebody else is doing it, whether it's Germany, Japan, or wherever, because that's what's making money here, right?
Oh, well, young... Oh, shit.
The whole fucking shit just shut down, B.
Wow. Holy shit.
Wow.
It's a good thing we got most of the show in. So pause it.
God it's, damn, it's, what the fuck?
What the fuck, yo? Holy shit.
Oh, shit just said, fuck it, I'm out.
Holy shit. Turn it back on and call him back. Well, it looks like that computer is going to be on a quick gone list. Let me... See, what had happened was... So anyway, before we got cut off, and shit. We were talking about your boy Keith Ape, a Korean rapper who basically, you know what? I ain't gonna front, yo. This shit look like blackface to me, yo.
We need it. Where's our girl Daylight at?
It should look like a blackface. Look, right, I'm gonna tell you something. You know what? And I failed to do the due diligence. There was an article in the Source a long time ago about these Korean girls called the Bubble Sisters, who literally dressed up in blackface and was doing a lot of rapping and shit. Now, I'm not saying that Koreans is down with that shit. I mean, everybody, you know how that shit can go around. What goes around comes around. But I'm just saying that shit like blackface. But at the same time, you know, am I going to defend this?
OG Macko.
Yeah, OG Macko.
Man,
he's a coon. I ain't defending that shit. So, no doubt. Mr. Sansnick, are you sensitive to this? Or is that just like, fuck them?
Yeah, it's one of those things. I think I just heard that I guess it only costs 9 cents to cover a song. I don't know if you guys know about that. It's like from some old law from the 1900s. But I think that's why a lot of it happens is there's just no... It's easy to do. It doesn't cost much to do. And so they can just take anybody's, you know, anything quality and make their own shit.
But it's not quality.
But they can take
this
all day.
That's my point.
Yeah, they can have this one.
No doubt. So, Kurgy, you got your shit together?
Yes, sir. I got together now.
Okay, Kurgy got his shit together. Kurgy, albums of the week.
All right, we got Chillin' Will Almighty and Shuko For the Love of It. And our instrumental joint is Soul Mechanic and Handbook Mindfulness.
Okay. So, I think E Color is gone. We still got Mr. Sands, Nick?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay. So, you want to give any last words before we get out?
Yeah, I just want to thank you guys for having me. I didn't know if you mentioned that rest in peace to Clark Terry, the trumpet player that influenced Miles Davis and Quincy Jones. And if you've never heard him, get Live at Montreux with Miles Davis and Quincy Jones. He does actually a lot of the trumpet because Miles was sick.
Oh, you know
so
what?
It's some tight jazz if you guys are into some tight jazz.
I have that on my hard drive. I'm going to have to bust that back out.
That's mostly Clark Terry because Miles was sick at the time.
Wow.
Okay,
that's what's up.
Peace.
No doubt. So for E Color, this is King Killer. Kurt G, we're gone.
One.
Peace.
Microphones with the most finesse. Yes, reaching for the top cause I got dreams of success. But I just wanna express what's in my heart, kid, so let me spark it. Why? Cause I know got more flavors than your local farmer's market. Hip-hop ain't wholesale, and maybe that's why the game tastes so stale. But oh well, I give my people something they can savor. Cause Spit really got the unexpected flavor. Yeah. And rest in peace to Big L. Can't forget Guru and CeeLo as well. And that's real. Don't be afraid to speak what you feel. You're never alone, son. Together we hail. So let's groove tonight like everything is alright. Cause every day is a moment in the limelight. You're only given one life, better or worse, G. Only one question, what will your verse be? Hip hop, hip hop, hip hop parade. And all these rap rappers got nothing to say. Fuck the radio and the TV and the shit that they play. Spit freely, think deeply, boy, we show you the way. I said hip hop, hip hip hop, hip hip hop parade. Man, all these rap rappers got nothing to say. Fuck the radio and the TV and the shit that they play. Spit freely, think deeply, boy, we show you the way. Yo, if Pac is Jesus and Nas wrote the Bible, then I'm the funky flow kid known as a disciple. The only difference is the Bible's written on the vinyl. My words are the Holy Spirit, and the mic is like my rifle. Kaboom! I aim it at the pussies in the room. In the mileage shit, they spit what happens staring at the tomb. Fuck the limelight, I'm the dark side of the moon. Where
demons come to lurk and some bad shit we consume. Yeah, it's like that. I said it's like that. Drop the motherfucking mic, give it right back. I could go a million miles walking on the wrong track. And people still say, Ziki, can I bite that? Girl, you got a nice rack. So, yes, you can. Come kick it with the kid with the mic in his hand. Give me some pinky and some brain. And I'll show you the plan and tell the whole fucking world about the person I am. Yo, I'm done with it, fam. These rappers lacking a flow. Rather talk about possessions and the money they blow. How you gonna talk hip-hop when you don't even know about the Mexican assassin that was raising a coke? So watch out below for the spit freely, think deep. Cocky as it sounds, yo, the underground needs me. Resurrecting souls like a casual game of weed. They treat my bars like they're my children, raising dragons like Khaleesi. Hip-hop, hip-hop, hip-hop array. Man, all these whack rappers got nothing to say. Fuck the radio and the TV and the shit that they play. Spit freely, think deep, boy, we show you the way. I said hip-hop, hip-hop, hip-hop array. Man, all these whack rappers got nothing to say. Fuck the radio and the TV and the shit that they play. Spit freely, think deeply, boy, we show you the way.
Crane, my dream to get the bubbly. Cops rush the spot, I'm draped in the rugby. Jake out to cuff me, rock a briefcase, cuff to my cuff link. Mix the herb with the Dutchie, yo, touchy touchy. Hopped in the Acura, making math off words. It's something like algebra, my caliber synonymous. Heavy metal Metallica, it gotta be the melanin. Smashing hoes like Gallagher, my vice to you is just do what you do. It's nowadays niggas getting jacked for the loop. When I'm stacked in the booth, drop a rhyme from the jewel. Got this rap shit to lose, so for me and my crew, yo, my vice to you, just do what you do. It's nowadays niggas getting jacked for the loop. My advice to you is just do what you do. It's nowadays niggas getting jacked for the loop. My advice to you, just do what you do. It's nowadays niggas getting jacked for the loop. My advice to you is just do what you do. It's nowadays niggas getting jacked for the loop.
I'll be that nigga dipped in whatever the fuck I want, leaving niggas sunt. Me and Chill be pulling stunts. What you niggas want? Big Willie, Kid Illy, kidnapping the game, ransom 6 million. Rude boy filming, I really get it in for real. Down for anything for real, nigga. It's real, nigga. All around ill, nigga. Getting dollar bills, nigga. Been a big nigga back when I was little, nigga. You cornflakes, and I don't mean my bowl of cereal. Thank God this is my job. I probably be a serial killer, cause I pen every verse with intentions to kill. But it's a gift and a curse, cause I wanna build niggas, y'all. If I ain't the nicest, then I'm next to be. You couldn't get close, even if you were standing next to me. Give me my space, cause I need mine. Rocking Adidas, sweats with the 10 boots, throwing up peace.
My advice to you is just do what you do. It's nowadays niggas getting jacked for the loop. My advice to you is just do what you do. It's nowadays niggas getting jacked for the loop. My advice to you is just do what you do. It's nowadays niggas getting jacked for the loop. My advice to you, just do what you do. It's nowadays niggas getting jacked for the loop. Weak niggas won't make it. Weak niggas won't make it. Weak niggas won't make it. Swear they won't make it.
This one going out to February's much different from the past year. That was the worst time, the opposite of cashmere. And you know when life kicks you all in your ass rear, when you down to your last blunt while you down in your last beer. Catching your close friends and every lie has you wiping your hands clean till they were sanitary dry. Then you notice the snow was standing very high, 'cause yesterday it fell from out the January sky. Now it's February and the world feels a lot colder. You and your girl parted ways so you cannot hold her. She said she wanted to get married back in October, probably why in the month of May is when you got sober. But in February you felt a teardrop slide down your face when your faith began to lopside. This around the same time my nigga Pops died. Dress shoes, suit, the tie up at the top's tight. Look at all the drama it brung. This time of year when I was young, snowflakes was on my tongue. We played freeze tag, I had a snowball fight. To the curb on the street light would grow all bright. Couldn't ride our bicycles, slippery sidewalks, icicles. Cold as a deli sandwich with the sliced pickles. That's when advice trickles down from generation, like counting on your friends on one hand, or if you don't stand for anything, you fall for everything. Because you wasn't smart, it plays a part in why your heart holds a heavy sting. Oh, February, February, you took a friend from me who wasn't just some celeb you buried. He inspired us all musically. You came around and changed things. I wanted how it used to be, used to be, used to be.
A plan replacing water for the sand in this desert. Man, we've been tested, but damn, it's a lesson and a lesson to be learned. That I am the author of every page I've turned, and I see eye to eye with the ones who allow me to hit the stage each and every night, rocking proudly and so loudly. Give me my allowance. Yeah, go. Yo, allow me to dream, allow me some cream, allow me an allowance, a modest living a team. Allow me power, allow me a girl, only one, only drama when the hair knotted up in a twirl. Tired of chasing the world, allow me patience, allow me a low, allow me sleep on vacations. Allow what I need, the rest y'all can keep it. Allow me to remain the best kept secret. Despite the pain of all my restless nights, so many hours to gain, we flying west on flights. Fuck what you heard, still the question remains. Who's gonna see soul off first and let it rain? No shame, no shit, I ain't the only one that's saying it. But learned at an early age, today is what you make of it. So I'ma keep pressing on in my dressing room, waiting for my slide on the stage where the pressure's gone.
Yeah. Okay. Choco. Yeah. Oh. Pourquoi? Est-ce qu'on rêve tous d'une autre vie? Est-ce que l'herbe pousse plus verte sur l'autre rive? Les airs et les eaux plus limpides, les terres plus fertiles. C'est l'heure du verdict et les prophéties pépris. Les dieux ont pris le large comme Rick Cross au Domac. Vite, des hautes signes dirait là une dite trop de monarque. Un diplôme d'acrobate, des mots et plus de 10 cordes à mon arc.
Criss-cross
ou Prozac. Autrement dit, il monte à l'endroit, à l'étroit de nos corps. Tout droit dans nos bottes, il me faut un steak de Minotaure. Trop tard pour nier nos torts, dommage, on a ni les wings de la poule aux œufs d'or, ni la mer d'Inodore. Seul, face à nos faiblesses, nos fautes et nos péchés, on a numérisé nos vies pour les photoshopper. Clic, droit, sans anesthésie, un coup de bistouri. Menu, outil, effacer l'historique.
This ain't nothing new to me or my ill state kin. Grin if you a hood from the ill, then you in. Cause every single hood from the C-H-I knows just what I speak when it's time to play the hush of both deep up a steep incline. 20 brothers steady walking with they lips zip, ready to let they punks do the talking. Talking for some shit that wasn't meant to spit your denims. Cause I got more styles than the five deadly venoms. So when it's time to get rep, then fuck your whole setup. Get up if you wanna go head up. Yo, I won't let up till you see what I'm seeing. And that's seeing in this state of being. Meaning that you gotta be ill if you wanna make it. And God forbid a motherfucker try to fake it. Cause then they'll get filled when my brother shoots to kill. And that goes for me and every hood in the ill. The homes of the hoods, cause ain't nothing worse than a cap to the dome of the good. But there's a catch when in a sketch there's so many whack brothers that fucking motherfuckers don't seem far-fetched. So to your new jack, backpack, silly hat wearing, New York jocking, suckers I'll be popping. And even little shorties got a Glock in they locker. Cause hoods from the ill, just a little off they rocker. This shit might shock you, but yo, on the real, hood's the only one that knows the deal. And that's straight from the mouth of the invisible. Man, don't give up hope, cause there still is a few real brothers left in that suit. To be exact, and if you're real hip hop, well then the woods got your back. So if you show skills when the mic gets passed, them skills just might save your ass. But if you don't do so, yo, it ain't nothing new. And if I wanna hear skills, I just get with my crew. So mic check, make 1-2, if you will. I got brothers on the jock, screaming E from the hill. Fuck the fact that I got no gear for a year. It was money well invested, you'll find when I'm talking.